Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo here, and having a bit of a spate of interviews and things at the moment, but it's a pleasure to welcome Nicholas to the podcast. Hiya, Nicholas.
Hi, Jo.
How are you this evening?
Doing all right.
Good, good, good. So, Nicholas, do you mind me asking how old you are?
I am 34, turned 34 in March.
Okie dokie. So, some of you may have heard the interview that I did with Aniba a short time ago, and you might remember that Aniba has Lawrence Moon Bardet-Biedl syndrome, and Nicholas has the same condition, don't you?
Yes, I deal with the same condition. I didn't realise Aniba had it as well until she told me, so...
Yeah, you guys go on the Wednesday night chats sometimes, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, did your parents realise, did they know when you were born, or did they know that you would have this condition, or did they not have any idea at all?
So, I was born with it, but... it was only discovered by chance, because I was part of my mum had twins, and my twin brother had health issues and passed away at 18 months.
Oh.
So it with his heart, and so she had to go to Freedom Hospital quite a bit with him. And someone was working in genetics there and researching and saw the signs that, and was convinced it was that. So that's how it was. I was diagnosed. If it wasn't for that, they probably would not have known.
Right. That's really interesting, isn't it? How different people have completely different journeys to each other with the same condition, syndrome. Yeah, very interesting. So, as much as you're comfortable explaining, Nicholas, how does BBS affect you?
So, it affects, being vision impaired is one thing. I'm quite severely impaired. I don't really have a lot of sight. So I can't see in nighttime and darkness and or colours or anything like that.
Yeah.
And then also I had an extra digit on my left hand, which got removed, and my kidneys don't function properly, part of BBS.
We were chatting just before we started recording, weren't we? And you went through mainstream education, didn't you? But in part with a specialist unit.
Yes. So originally, I went to private school up to 13, and mm-hmm. then went to a state school with a unit supporting vision impaired students. So I did that till age of 19 and did A levels, and then I did a year at Newcastle College, which was an access course equivalent to A levels, and then after that I went to Sutton University, did a law degree between 2012 and 2015. That was an amazing experience, but it was pretty full on and all that.
Yeah. It university is quite intense, isn't it?
Yeah.
So when you went the private school, was that, did you go to private school because of your sight loss?
No, it's just my parents decided to.
So after you finished university, what did you go on to do then? I know you're quite sporty, aren't you? You like doing the VI sports.
Yes. So I do VI tennis in Newcastle. It's weekly, 2-hour session every Sunday
mm-hmm.
At the local tennis club. And then I started doing that in May 2014 and been doing it ever since. There's like different regional tournaments and nationals and like fun tournaments. So I did nationals in 2015 when it was in London at in Roehampton, and we went and had a guided tour of Wimbledon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it was pretty good. Like, we went around all the, and then we actually saw part of it that you don't see. Like, you don't get in when it's on. So that was quite cool. And then through that, someone tennis suggested to do 10-pin bowling. So that's how I ended up doing that. And we do that every 2 Wednesdays. And we've done British Bantam Sport League. And I qualified for the finals in 2024. And that was in Sheffield. Well, technically, the accommodation was in Sheffield, but the bowling was in Rotherham, which was a bit odd setup.
So, do you do any other sport, or are those the main two?
I have tried BI cricket and goalball, but they are the main ones.
Okay. And you're very into music, aren't you?
Yes. I go to a lot of concerts. And they are totally different. So, like, it could be heavy rock or country or pop. It's just like it's very eclectic. My brother and sister, they sought out the tickets for me and they had agreed to do it. But they question what I pick at the times.
So you have different tastes to each other, do
I think my sister's pretty open-minded. My brother's not as open-minded.
you? Yeah. Are you the youngest, Nicholas, or are you the oldest?
I'm the oldest, so it's me and then my brother, who and then my sister.
And are you the only one with BBS?
I'm the only one. My brother and sister have no they have no health issues or anything like that.
So we talk about your music and going to concerts, but you used to do internet radio, didn't you?
At the moment, it's not happening at the moment, but I'm intending to get back into it at some point. How it happened was when we had the pandemic and the lockdowns, internet radio station called World's Awakening Radio were doing a fundraiser for the NHS, and they offered taster slots for people who never done radio before. So I did it, and then my friend from tennis suggested to apply to join Dodge Radio, which was the station he was on. So I did that, and then I got accepted, and that's how I ended up doing it. To start off with, I was being driven, so someone else was pressing all the buttons, but I was doing the link, the voice links, and all that. And then I learned how to use software called Backpack Studio. So I was using that on the iPad and Dropbox for radio shows, and I was enjoying it. But then this decided to change the policy and got to use laptop. And
Oh, that's a shame.
so I'm in the process of, well, I've got a new lap, I've got a laptop, and I'm getting everything set up. So it's quite important I've got someone who lives nearby that know how to use station players and all.
So is it the same radio station you want to go back to, or is it another one?
I think it's going to be so it's going to be the BIP lounge, because Hazel is on that one. And then I would like to downline join another station, because I used to have Dodge and then another station alongside it, so like it'll be different days. So
And would you, what do you hope for the future, Nicholas? I mean, you've done a law degree. Would you ever want to do anything with that, or was that not really your thing? What, once you'd done it, was that just something, not something you want to pursue as a career or anything?
no, well, not really want to pursue serious career wise with that.
So is there anything that you'd really like to, other than obviously getting back on the radio is a big thing for you, and learning station playlists and everything. So is that your main ambition at the moment, and to carry on with the sport and everything?
Yeah, that is the main goal is to get back doing the radio, but and then carrying on with everything else.
Yeah. And you're a reader as well, aren't you? You come to our book group.
Oh, yes. Yes, I have. Yes, I love book reading. Kindle on the iPad, on a B app, isn't on the iPad. So,
Yeah, you like your crimes, that your police procedurals and things, don't you? And
yes, I do. Yes.
yeah, fantastic. Oh, that's brilliant, Nicholas. Well, I wish you the best of luck with getting back on the radio and everything.
Oh, thank you.
Hope that happens for you very soon.
Oh, I really hope so.
And I'm sure you'll keep telling us all about your concerts and everything.
Oh, yes, I've got quite a few coming up.
Have you? What have you got? What have you got coming up?
So the next one is at the end of September, and I'm going to see Ward Thomas, who are a British country duo.
I've heard good things about them. Yeah.
So that's September, and then going to see Don Broco in October, and then November, the Shires,
Right.
the Snuts, and Razorlight. And then fingers crossed, I would like to see Demi Mariner on her tour in December, but I'm not, that's to be
Yeah.
confirmed. And then I'm hoping to go to do BI Tennis Nationals in October.
Right.
It's the first weekend of October and second, third, and fourth, and it's going to be in Sunderland, so it's not too far to travel from where I live, there and back. And then they're possibly going to Glasgow because they have a regional tour, BI tennis tournament, but for some reason it's after the Nationals, which make a lot of sense because. Maybe because it's that's when the only time they could get sun, but the LDA don't run things very well, let's say. And then I'm hoping at some point to use. I'm in the process of accessing BBS clinic, so I'm waiting to hear back for on that front.
Brilliant. Well, I wish you the best of luck with everything, Nicholas, and thank you for chatting to me.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you, Joe. It was good to chat with you, and thank you for inviting me on the podcast.